Yes. We've been finding our way back to our true nature of interconnectedness through contemplating the elements, earth element, through the body and the earth and all things earthy, including food and supports, and through the breath and air. And all that breathe, live and breathe. And of course, we can also use the fire element as a means of interconnection, because there's fire in every living thing, heat or temperature, coolness or warmth. And whether it's warmth or lack of warmth, that comes under the sort of heading of fire element. That all living things need warmth, need a certain element of fire in order to exist. And the water element, through the blood in our veins and the tears and the saliva and the water that we drink, or the tea that we drink. Water element. So water element is here external in the cup. As I drink it, it becomes internal. And that's later on, it's going to be external again. It goes around. That's the nature of water. And just as the water internally is the same as the streams and the rivers and the ocean and the rain and dewdrops, it's all the same water element, internally and externally. So we can also experience that interconnection and that sort of breaking down of the idea of a separate individual, separate self, through the metta practice, well, all the Brahma Viharas actually. But today we're going to just focus on the metta. Metta being warmth, benevolence, friendliness, love. Metta has a quality of unconditional friendliness or unconditional benevolence. And it just shines in all directions, just as the sun shines on all things. And it doesn't ask your credentials before it shines on you. It doesn't check in whether it likes you or not. It doesn't check in whether you like the sun or not, actually. It just radiates indiscriminately, unconditionally for all beings. So metta has a similar quality. It's bright, radiant, and it's warm. It's not the kind of warmth that can burn you up like the sun. But it's warm and accepting, friendly, kind. So I'd like to invite you to bring to your heart center, your heart mind, someone or something or somewhere that makes your heart smile, that's just a natural pleasant. It's nice. Your heart just smiles and relaxes when you think of them. And preferably someone you're not too entangled with, where there's not too much desire going along with it too. Just a simple, beautiful love. It might be someone you don't really know. Like for me, often it would be I would think of when I lived in San Francisco, and sometimes on the beach you'd see a child with an ice cream, and then don't know that child, but it makes my heart smile. Whatever works for you. And dropping down, it's a very important journey, dropping down from your head to your heart center, your energy, heart energy center, in the center of your chest. Just seeing what image or what memory opens that place up, brings a little brightness there. And breathe into that heart center, into your heart center. It might be that when you go there, you find that, oh, my heart's so tired. I just can't generate anything else. Or it might just feel a bit beaten up and just doesn't want to have any metta. So if that's the case, then it's a little bit like having a cup that's empty. So if that cup is empty, you want to see how can you fill the cup? How can you give it nourishment? And so I like to think that at any point, at any given time, there must be somebody somewhere practicing metta for all beings. In some time zone, in some country, in some good heart. Someone is practicing metta for the benefit of all sentient beings. So let's not waste that metta. Let's take it in. Enjoy it. So with each in-breath, we take in the quality of metta. It might be that we already find it in our own heart. Then, as we breathe in, we strengthen that quality of metta. Our heart is tired or closed down, and just bring in the metta of others, what we perceive as others, taking it in, letting our heart be healed and nourished by the quality of metta. It's essential that we move from our head to our heart. It's helpful you can just touch your heart center. Taking in that warmth, that brightness, kindness, acceptance. It may be that that quality just needs to bathe your heart for some time, to wash over your heart until your heart is ready to open. To create a field of metta. Here at the heart center. Taking it in as best as you can. In a natural way. Staying present with each breath, using the breath as your anchor, Breathing in metta. Breathing out, just relaxing that metta, letting it spread in all directions, as far as it wants to go. It might be a tiny bit, might be right through every cell of your body, might be out into the room, might be cosmic proportions, as far as it wants to go. It's not for us to decide. Just to encourage and invite this quality to generate, to strengthen with each in-breath, and to radiate out with each out-breath. Because it starts at our heart center, which is right in the center of things, you know. It's not on the surface. That quality has to go through our body and mind. We don't skip this one. We let this being, this every cell of this being, be nourished by the quality of metta. And if it wants to keep going further, it can go further. Just as when we fill a cup, we can keep pouring and then it pours over, be spilling over for the benefit of all beings. Being steady with the practice. Strengthening metta and sharing metta. And we recognize just as we want to be happy and well and safe, have well-being. So all beings want to be happy and well and safe and have well-being. We're not separate in that way. Right now, metta is being generated. Maybe that you're just taking it in because that's what's needed. Or maybe that you have enough that you can send it out, that it's spread out for the benefit of all beings. And first, fill your heart with this beautiful quality. And then let it shine. Let its warmth and radiance shine out. For all beings. So in a minute, we'll come to the end of the formal stillness practice. So keeping that quality of metta alive and well. So the Buddha encouraged us to generate this quality. These four qualities, metta, kindness, karuna, the wish for all beings to be free from harm or any intention to harm, mudita, appreciative joy, empathic joy, joy for the well-being of others and of oneself and of nature, and upekkha, a kind of understanding, a big picture, a bird's eye view of this life and this this realm and the ups and downs, the difficulties and joys that are always in a state of flux. The Buddha encouraged us to generate these qualities, strengthen these qualities. They're ways, they're skillful, wholesome, beautiful ways of meeting the world, meeting our experience. And when the heart and mind is free from greed, from hatred and delusion, these Brahmaviharas naturally arise. They're kind of what's left when those clouds and storms pass. But sometimes we need to be proactive in strengthening them, strengthening these qualities, generating these qualities. Until they eventually become a natural state, naturally accessible. So we're going to have some time of movement meditation, and I'd like to invite you to take that quality of metta with you as you walk. So just as earlier you were walking, earth walking on earth, you could say now it's earth imbued with metta, pouring metta into the earth. So every step, let every step be a step of metta, so that gets that resonates from your body down into the earth. Because the earth needs our metta, it's just suffering. Just as human beings are suffering, this planet Earth is also struggling under our greed, our hatred, our delusion. So to certainly a little drop in the ocean, but it makes a difference to share metta with this beautiful planet Earth.